irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the hotel. So I'm looking forward to that. And I have a very special guest in the studio. We'll get to him in just a moment. And I just want to let you know, if you want to see us actually eat, because we have a chef here, you can watch us eat also. If you go to Facebook, we're on Facebook Live on LA Talk Radio's page, and you can catch us there. Otherwise, just listen to us, and we'll make sounds that the food is good. I just wanted to bring up that this is cool because Jennifer Aniston yesterday joined Instagram for the first time and got 9 million nine million followers, in one day. So this was obviously like a precedent. I've never seen anything like this before, and so congratulations to her. Supposedly the headline is she broke Instagram. So there you go. It's good to be famous. But also the if you guys remember, do you remember like the old Tarzan from TV? There was an actor called Ron Ely, and he was Tarzan like when I was a kid in the 60s, 70s. And so apparently his son killed his own mother, and then some deputies came on the scene and shot and killed him. But this is pretty sad. I mean, I don't know about people that kill their parents, but he must have been pretty pissed. I don't know what his story is. But at any rate, a lot of news, but I have a special guest in the studio. I'm joined by Ryan Rondino. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And Ryan is a chef, not just a chef, but a cool chef. And he made us food already, so we're going to eat it in a moment. But while it's hot and smelling good and everything, so well, you know what? Let's dip into this before we start the conversation. Yeah. Tell us what it is we're gonna eat this morning, Ryan.
So we have a chicken and sausage gumbo.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
there's sausage here too. I love sausage.
In there. It has a little duck in there also. So
really, never had duck before. Okay,
I don't know how people eat breakfast. That maybe this is how I eat breakfast.
It's okay. I'll have it. So it's got the chicken and the sausage.
Yes,
and a little duck. Now what else? It has rice.
Yes, rice has scallions or green onions on it, just to garnish it.
Uh huh.
And just you can dig in.
And the sauce is what? How is it made?
Sauce is roux based.
Okay.
Onion, celery, bell pepper, rest some garlic.
Oh.
Use some of my seasonings to go with it.
So is this your dish? Original dish?
No, this is a classic Louisiana dish.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you are from New Orleans, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll have Louisiana food. Why not? It does look like it. I mean, because they do eat spicy and stuff, right?
Louisiana.
There
are things we eat spicy, but there are things that are really captures flavor, that's building flavor. So it's not really about spice. It's not really about being fried. It's about building flavors.
Right. I see. Okay. So let's take a little dig into this. I'm going to take a bite of the sausage and everything else in here. Let's see. Now, the viewers are probably going to be very hungry just watching us.
Exactly, right?
So good. This is very good. Now,
thank you.
How long does it take to make this?
It takes a while.
Really?
At least 4 hours, 3-4 hours
to make it.
You know, so you develop in the roux, which takes time, a little time.
Uh-huh.
Then you build the flavors with your mirepoix or your onion, celery, and bell pepper. Let that build. Add your sausage. Let that build. Then start adding your...
When you say build, you mean you just cook it and let it...
Well, when I say build, you cook it, you allow the flavors to build in stages.
I see.
So
you're
telling the story. You're building the climax.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You see, so you know what you're doing, man. Because I don't look at food that way, but that's why you're here, because we want to understand how chefs look at food, you know, because it's a creation. It's a masterpiece every time you do it, right?
It is. I mean, I think when you go out to restaurants, it's more than just, okay, looking at a menu and saying, right. you know, I want this, I want that. You're able to capture the chef's culture. This is what the story behind their upbringing, the chefs they've come under, or even their cultural history. So
the chef is a star in a restaurant, right?
Yes.
They decide what you're going to eat and how it's going to taste.
For the majority, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So how did you become a chef? Was that something early on in your life that you wanted to do?
Early on, you know, I started school.
I'm going to eat some more while we're listening. Yeah, go ahead.
I started school went to Nicholls State University, and I was majoring in engineering.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then you started engineering food, right?
Exactly. But, you know, I just wasn't happy with that choice. You know, it just wasn't for me, so I just switched to culinary. And still within the school, I went to the Chef John Foles Culinary Institute.
So what made you want to do engineering in the first place? Was that like, did it sound good at the time, or?
No, I always had a fascination for things like what you do. Car stereo speakers, want to work for like Sony, Pioneer at that time. You know, big companies like that, Polk.
Right. So you wanted to be on the engineering side and see how things work and make new things and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Wow.
But
so
it still ties into cooking, so you're still researching, learning how to make new things, you know, discovering new things, new cuisines. So still the same aspect.
Very cool. So what was it like growing up in New Orleans? Do you have any siblings? Brothers, sisters?
Two older brothers.
Oh, so your mom had to deal with old men in the family.
Oh, boy.
I know.
A lot of sports in the house.
I know. My mom's the same with three boys, you know.
You know, my mom, she got dealt a rough hand sometimes during football season.
Yeah. Now, did her cooking influence your choice later? I mean, did you always like food? Did you always pay attention to the food itself? Because like I said, I really don't. I just like either it tastes good or it doesn't for me. You know, but how did you approach food?
I mean, there was aspects of it. You know, my mom, she cooked. My grandfather cooked, aunts, uncles. So you kind of paid attention to that. But more on the Southern soul food side of it. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, you got into that. But at that time, you know, your parents work, you come home from school, you're hungry.
Yeah.
So you just dabble in the kitchen and start experimenting. Don't know what you're doing, but you're just experimenting on food because you just want a snack. And that's
it.
So that's how I really got into it.
Got into it. Now tell me, I've heard of soul food. What is it exactly?
Soul food is just the Southern aspect of cooking. You know, we obviously we cook from the soul.
I see.
You know,
okay.
From the heart. But we use things that, like back in the day, people normally wouldn't use or throw away, and we put our heart and soul into it and just create something
really
new and inspiring.
Yeah. So were your brothers into that as well, or
just
you, right?
Just me.
What are they into? What are they doing?
I have one brother who works in the gym.
In the gym?
You know,
So you guys are into sports and everything.
I fatten him up and he patches him up. So, but I have another brother who doesn't work. You know, got involved in an accident years ago. So just can't work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, I think of how things happen where people's lives just stop, you know?
Right.
And I was telling here that 2 weeks ago, I had a stroke, you know, and I almost had my life stop, you know, dead where I was, you know, not meaning I was dead, but it right there, although I could have been, you know, I mean, if I had waited a little bit, I could have died, or to me, it would have been worse if I was paralyzed or something, you know.
Right, exactly.
So I can definitely sympathize with that. And especially accidents, my God, you know, it's like you don't expect it and suddenly just comes to you, you know.
Yeah, I don't think anyone expects an accident. I guess mentally you have to be ready for the changes,
right,
if there are any, you know. So, you know, pray that they're not.
I know, yeah. My niece was in an accident too. She lost a leg. And not to bring everybody down, but the thing is that You know, it's like you think it's never going to happen to me, you know, and then suddenly, right. you know, somebody you love or something like that. But at any rate, so you decided to pursue culinary, and that was at the same school you went for engineering? They had a good culinary school
they
there?
They had a great, great culinary program. Still excellent. You know, it's still reaching new bars every day, so I've made the right decision.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Were there a lot of guys there, or is it more women in cooking? I never really figured that out.
No, it's a lot of guys.
A lot of guys,
well,
huh?
I guess when
most chefs are men, though, right? Or is that not true?
For the majority,
right?
Most restaurant chefs are men.
Yeah.
You know, you're starting to see women come to the forefront. But
right. And the tradition was always that women do the cooking, you know,
true.
At least in our families and everything. And then I realized, yeah, it's men. And also in high-scale restaurants, also the waiters, the servers are men as well. Whereas you go to other restaurants, it's often women, you know.
It's often women, yeah.
So,
but now it's changing. Nowadays, huh? It's changed. I always see like a nice mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's cool. All right. So, you know, so there's some famous women chefs as well, right?
Yeah, there's tons of famous women chefs.
Yeah.
You know.
You see, I don't know, again, so that's why I'm asking you. Very cool. So how long did it take in school to learn this stuff? Like the usual 4 years?
I went for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so within that four-year degree, we learned not only the cooking side, but you also learned the business side of it.
Okay.
You know,
so if you want to start a restaurant,
you want to start a restaurant place, or your right. own business. Or,
right.
you know, whatever. If you want to be a food scientist, you can do that. So whatever really? Part of the field, it's just more than restaurants. There's many
right.
parts of the culinary field that you could dab into.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, I wish we could take a break and I could eat this whole thing, man. This is so good. Mm.
It's great, is this, great breakfast.
Yeah. I don't care. I usually wouldn't eat this for breakfast, but it's so good, Ryan. Thank you for bringing that in, you know.
No problem.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So, I know. So you started to share all your or many of your recipes and everything, right? Mm-hmm. I understand you have a book, at least one. Spice It Up, Rub It Down. Yeah, is that your book?
It's an ebook that we have.
Okay,
surrounded around my rubs.
Oh, okay.
So if I guess you know people.
And what's a rub? Like when you put sauce on food and stuff.
A seasoning,
right?
Seasoning, a spice. A dry rub. So you can just put it on food, you know, add whatever other liquids. Maybe it's olive oil. Maybe it's soy sauce, white wine, white vinegar, if you want to just jazz it up.
Right.
But the spice is the base to really elevate and to the next
I
level.
I see. And this usually put on meat and chicken and stuff like that?
Or? Chicken, seafood, right. Nowadays, vegetables.
Oh, really? You put vegetables?
You know, for all the vegetarians.
And yeah, I know, right? Vegans, you have to cater to them.
You got
to
cater to everyone.
Yeah. But you like meat. You like...
I mean, most
people do, you know? I mean, it's just so good, you know?
I think I love seafood more than anything. Just
do you?
Yeah, that's how I grew up, around seafood. So that's what I tend to eat a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Like what kind of dishes are your favorites as far as... Seafood, what do you like? Lobster and things like
lobster,
that?
I love lobster. I love langoustines. I love shrimp, blue crab.
Uh-huh.
I've actually had Kona crab in Hawaii, which is beautiful.
Kona crab, is that what they call it?
It's a type of crab in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Just melts like butter in your mouth. So I was like,
really?
This is like... like life right here for me.
And obviously it has to be prepared well, right? So
exactly.
It tastes good and everything.
I mean, yeah, you can just prepare it well. Just allow the crab to be a star of the show. So just kind of
right.
pull the crab and whatever you're doing, you know, even if it's a cake, a pasta, you know, a rice, you know, things
right.
like that. So,
So you developed your own, many of your own recipes, I presume, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how do you do that? I mean, do you just... get in the kitchen and ask yourself, maybe this would go well with this and all this. You experiment, right? I mean, you don't know the first time how it's going to turn out.
You definitely experiment. You know, I always tell people, you capture the foundations of cooking, mm-hmm. and you can go anywhere you want to go.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah.
What are the foundations? Some of the foundations?
Just cooking properly, searing correctly, sauteing correctly, roasting correctly. You know,
right.
So.
Wow, it's a whole science thing.
It's a science and the art.
Wow, it is true. Yeah. And people always loved food, you know, I mean, from centuries and everything. So
it's the center of everything. So
right, you know. And
obviously, we're here sharing food. So.
Right. And it's one thing that people enjoy doing together, right?
I mean,
people get together for dinner. I mean, you look at some tables like the Italian families, it's usually the stereotype of always around food. I mean, I remember The Sopranos, almost every scene was around the table eating,
right.
You know?
Well, you have the Italians, they have the Sunday dinners.
Right, right.
Every week.
And then, you know, I mean, Europeans, you know, mm-hmm. Middle Eastern, everybody pretty much. We have so many restaurants here and everything, you know, people True. Like, it's more than just eating, you know, it's a whole thing, right?
Right, it's coming together as a group, you know, sharing stories.
Right, and people probably always come to you, come on, Ryan, make us something, right?
All the time,
right.
All the time. We actually just brought something in the gym last night, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so people love you for that. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool. So what are some of the... So you cook all kinds of different styles, right? I mean, do you make like Italian dishes?
I love Italian dishes.
Do you?
Yes.
And what are some of the other ones? Like
risottos, carbonaras, things like that.
So that's the Italian. What other ones? Do you dabble in...
Dabble in French.
In French food, too?
Dabble in some Mexican food.
Yeah. Wow, all that sounds great.
Middle Eastern, Mediterranean. So all these different aspects. I think as a personal chef, you have to really be versatile in everything you do.
Right, right. You know? And that's what you do, right? You're a personal chef. You don't work in a restaurant,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
I see. Okay, and that's interesting. We'll get to that in just a moment. But so I guess when you cook for specific people, they have their certain tastes, right? And,
right.
And certain favorites and stuff. So
right.
So you cater it to what they like, right?
Well, if I'm on that side of it, yes. But mm-hmm. if I'm doing the event or dinner party, it's all me.
Right.
So you get to taste my style. This is what we come up with. Or even the pop-up dinner. So
and they just trust you to come up with something good, right? Or
yes.
do they don't like actually micromanage what you do?
No.
Right?
No. They're like, Ryan, I know you.
Yeah.
Do what you do.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. That sounds great, man. I wish I could afford you as a private one. But you do events and stuff as well, right?
Events and the parties, yeah.
So that's like a lot of food that you have to prepare at the same time.
Yes. So,
do you have people working with you too?
I have chefs. I have servers, bartenders. You know.
Oh, really?
So we come
so
together.
So you have like a business. It's not just you, right?
No, it's definitely a business that comes together.
Right, and the chef pretty much puts it together, but you don't have to cook all the little stuff yourself, right?
Or, no.
Yeah.
No.
You have people doing it for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, like in a restaurant.
Yeah. So I mean, my whole concept is to bring the restaurant to you.
Okay.
LA has a lot of traffic.
Yeah, so it does.
Let me come to you.
True. So I would imagine you would get some wealthy people, celebrities, things like that, right?
Yes.
And so how did that idea come to you? I mean, did you ever think I want to open a restaurant, or did you immediately feel I want to do it this way?
I mean, a restaurant is a thought all the time. It's actually a thought every day.
Really?
I mean, not just for myself, but from other people.
Right.
But doing this, doing events, doing dinner parties, you know, you're able to take things to a whole different level.
Right.
You know, people are comfortable, people are relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No high demands or anything, right?
Demands,
so they're more open to what you make.
Yes.
Yeah. See, because when you go to a restaurant, you order something specific, you already have a taste for what it should taste like. So sometimes they may not like it, they do like it, but.
Right.
But when it's up to you, it's like, surprise us, you know?
This is
something like this, for example, I mean, my God, you know, it's like, I can't stop.
This is just a little bit of it, you know, because it can go from casual to high end.
Right.
You know, so whether you want a simple barbecue or you want a sit down formal dinner, we can do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would imagine these people have like big dinners sometimes, right? A lot of people coming in.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, just like we're approaching.
So how many
holidays.
People do you have to cook for? Like, for an example, 50 people or something in a party or?
It can range from 20 to a couple hundred.
Wow. That's a lot of food.
That's a whole lot of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how I mean, how do you make the how do you get the measurements right when you go from, like, let's say 20 people to 200? I mean, how do you figure out the measurement for so many people of, like, each thing you make, you know? That's like, I don't think I could figure that out.
It could be a hit or miss, but just doing the math.
You multiply
within your recipes.
Right. And it works that way?
It works out. I mean, you definitely want a little bit over just in case.
Right,
Always be prepared for something.
But there's ratios of everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that takes a lot of thought, man.
That's a ton of thought.
Yeah, right? and you got your own business. That's the great thing about it, right?
Yes.
You don't have to answer to anybody. You can get creative as creative as you want.
Yeah, I have to answer to me.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
So I'm hard on myself, so, you know, everything has to be perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, how do you, so when did you move from Louisiana to here? Did you move somewhere else first or
directly
to L.A.?
I moved to Atlanta.
Oh, you moved to Atlanta
first. I moved to Atlanta after Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What attracted you to Atlanta, of all places?
Eventually I wanted to move, but I mean, during that time, it was a lot of things going on,
uh-huh,
the hurricanes and stuff.
Right. So you wanted to leave there.
Yeah.
And Atlanta was still the South. So
still the South.
Right. So the same kind
still
of food.
Right. But I think it was either Texas or Georgia.
Or Georgia.
So I'll take Georgia.
Yeah. And how long were you there for?
I was there 3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
And what did you do there? Did you already start being a private chef or did you?
No. I was working in restaurants.
You were working at restaurants?
Working at Emeralds when I was there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Emeralds, is that the name of the place?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
yes. I never heard of it. What is it, like a known place?
Oh, it's a well-known
really?
Place. Chef, he was on Food Network back in the day.
Okay.
You know, so a guy says bam all the time, like bam, like, you know. So he's a very, very popular
cool.
guy.
So how did you, so when someone hires you, you probably just have to cook for them and they see whether they like you or not, right? I mean, it's not so much about a resume or anything, right?
It's a lot of word of mouth referrals.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, people have heard things, heard about your food,
yeah,
heard your style of cooking. So
right. Then you come in and he tells you, cook this, cook that, right?
We collaborate on a menu.
Oh, really?
You know, so every menu is customized to different clients. Everybody eats differently. So
right.
Likes different things. They may be allergic to nuts or
that's true, fish, right?
So you have to always, you know, change your style slightly,
right,
just to appease them.
And then you realized what, Atlanta's too small for you. You needed to move to LA.
Nah, the recession.
Oh, the recession there.
Recession in '08.
Uh huh.
Just couldn't find a job there.
Really, so like, that bad, huh?
It was bad.
Yeah.
So it
was easier here. Because you have more upscale clientele and things like that?
Yeah, I'm able to navigate
right.
A lot easier here. You
okay.
know, cause obviously, the city's bigger.
Right.
You know.
Was that your first time in L.A.? I mean, or did you know anybody here when you moved? How was it?
It was the first time.
Really?
It was an eye-opener.
Wow. I know. That's big. Taking a big chance moving to a place you've never been
chance,
to before. You know?
You know? But, you know, you only live once, right?
That's true, right?
You gotta put it on the table.
Yeah, and obviously you're confident in your ability, and you say, mm-hmm. "Hey, I'm going to bring my talents to LA, and people here love food; they can afford food,
right.
Fine food, and
you give them something different,
right?
You know, people they love California cuisine, they also love Southern cuisine, French, Italian. So why not bring it all together?
Right,
create something unique,
a big
something
variety,
different.
Right?
Yes.
Wow. Very cool, man. So, wow, there's a lot of celebrities here. I mean, I don't want to, like, drop names or anything. But so how did you start getting into into that circle where celebrities know about you and then they bring you to their own events and stuff? How does that happen?
Well, I moved here to cook for a celebrity.
Okay.
I didn't know it at first.
Okay.
But because I was just looking for a job.
Right.
I was like, I didn't really care.
Right.
So,
do you want to tell us who it was? Does it matter or no?
No, it was Will Smith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Will Smith.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he discovered you, and so did you start cooking only for his family or for events that he parties and things?
A little bit of everything.
Really?
A little bit of everything. So it was definitely a collaboration with other chefs. So we kind of just teamed up and cooked a lot.
Yeah, wow. For Will Smith, so he needs several chefs, right? What is that enough for?
I don't know how it is now, but I think when I moved here, it's like, okay, we got a team here.
That's good. And then, so I guess it's easy from there, right? Because like you said, it's word of mouth.
It's word of mouth. People
start
tasting food.
He can recommend you, right?
Yeah.
And people like it and everything. And so I can see just if people like your stuff, they'll already share it with somebody else, you know?
Right, exactly.
About who made it for them
right.
and things like that.
Plus, you know, you get an opportunity just to taste it.
Right.
Taste the food.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I think being here, people have always said, yeah, your food's different.
Yeah,
it's always
right?
different. You know, that's a great compliment, you know, because
I'm sure,
you're separating yourself from other chefs, so it helps magnitude you to a whole different place.
Right, exactly. What are some of the chefs that so you collaborate with other chefs here and stuff, right? Sometimes,
sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes,
other friends, you know, we'll just collaborate right. and do things together.
Do you have any favorite restaurants here that you go to, or you probably don't want to promote them or anything, but
it doesn't really matter,
right?
I love eating out when I can.
Uh huh. What, In-N-Out?
Oh, no In-N-Out. No
In-N-Out. So what did you say?
No, I love eating
out. Oh, eating out. Okay.
All right. Actually, my favorite burger is still Plan Check.
Plan Check? Do we have it here?
Yeah, it's on their original is on Sawtell.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
Never heard of it before.
But Providence is a favorite of mine.
Uh-huh. What kind of food do they have there?
I guess you could say American Regional.
Okay.
Republic on La Brea.
Uh-huh.
I love barbecue. If I have a chance to eat barbecue here, which is a tough one, Bledsoe's.
Yeah?
Bledsoe's.
Where is that, in Beverly Hills or something?
No, it's on La Brea.
Oh, it's La Brea.
Yeah, La Brea.
Well, that's a big distance from Beverly Hills.
That's a very big distance.
Yeah, right?
Italian, Angelini Osteria.
Uh-huh.
I love Italian, so things like that.
Cool. Now, do you also, you're always researching new food and stuff, right?
Constantly.
Right. So, in different types and things like that. So, Italian and all that. Now, do you dabble in Asian food too, like Chinese and Vietnamese, Thai?
Some broad views. Thai, Chinese, Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Some broad views of that.
Great.
Even Peruvian now, which is...
That's popular, Peruvian food.
Great flavors also.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do they eat a lot of meat too, the Peruvians?
Of
yeah,
course.
Right? I know, I guess.
If they're not eating meat, I can't.
Yeah, right? That's Latin America. I know when we go to a Brazilian restaurant, they come with all that meat, you know, it's like unbelievable.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I know. I'll eat meat every day. I don't care, man.
It's all moderation. So.
Yeah.
All portioning, you know, so it's how you treat your body.
Right.
You know.
Now, let me ask you this. When you go to different cities, do you find that there's different favorites in different cities? Like, what's popular in L.A., for example?
Right now, I mean, I guess you would say...
Like vegan?
Vegan right now.
Really?
Healthy eating.
Yeah.
Know, people are taking care of themselves in that aspect.
Right.
But at the same time, you have Thai, you have Mexicans, you know, tacos everywhere.
Right, that's true.
A big Italian community.
Yeah.
So you see
a lot of Italian, many Italian restaurants.
Many Italian restaurants.
Right, yeah. I think Italian food is pretty much universal, you know, and things like that. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I guess it's comfortable for a lot of people.
Right.
You know, even if you go out, you know, you don't want... I guess you don't want to try or you feel afraid to try new things.
Right.
You know what's there.
So that's safe, right?
It's safe.
Not too spicy.
Right.
You know what to expect.
You know, I love my pasta.
Right.
I can eat this, you know. So
right.
Yeah.
So in that case, you have to find special restaurants that maybe make it a little better than other places, you know. Because, I mean, every corner there's an Italian restaurant. But if you want something special, you find some restaurants that specialize in that.
Exactly. I mean, I always say, you know, go for an experience, not just a dinner.
Right.
You know, because you'll find yourself going through a routine and become displeased with what you're putting out.
Right. So you want to go where there's a good environment and nice atmosphere and everything too. Wow. Now, so there's a big food culture here in L.A., I would imagine, right? Being such a big city.
It's grown over the years.
And there's a lot of diversity of people, you know, so different flavors, different things like that. Wow. So, yeah, I would imagine here you'd have to get into a lot of Mexican food and stuff because people like it here, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, like, for example, I mean, how many ways is there to make a taco or a burrito, you know?
I guess...
you just make it original, right? You add different things that maybe people don't usually put in it, or...
I mean, just like anything, just like being in different regions, you put your own style into that one dish.
Right.
You know, say if it's a gumbo like today.
Uh-huh.
You go to Louisiana.
Right.
You have gumbo. It's going to taste different.
Than here.
True. Say you have 10 of them, it's going to taste different.
Right.
Out of every gumbo.
Right.
Same thing with tacos. You have tacos here, they're going to taste different.
Right.
Each cook or each chef, so.
I see.
You know, everybody puts their own spin on it.
Right, right. And so how long have you been here? Since 2008 then, you said? Since then, right? You know, wow, so that's like 11 years. It's home for you here now.
Quick blank.
Yeah, right?
Like 11 years.
Yeah. So, and... other than work, have you been able to make a personal life for yourself, family, anything at this point? Or you...
No family.
No family, so you're into the food.
I'm into the food. Yeah, I mean, I love sports.
Yeah.
I'm a big sports junkie.
Uh-huh.
You know, my favorite time of year, basketball season's coming up.
Yeah.
So excited for that.
Yeah. Well, you should be able to attract a lot of women with this food. I mean, I would. You know, so that's pretty good.
A little bit here, a little bit
there.
You
impressed them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool, man. So, this thing is full of names of celebrities, but I don't think that's what we're here for. But amazing. So, so some of your recipes are available for people to make at home, right?
Yes, I have some recipes available on my website.
Okay, so what's your website?
RondinoCulinaryDesigns.com.
Okay.
And we're also working on an app coming soon.
Oh, cool.
So
then people can just hold their phone and
hold their phone,
figure it out.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Easy recipes they can do at home.
Really?
30 minutes or less.
Yeah, I need easy recipes because forget about me in the kitchen. But you know what? With food like this, and after I met you, I'm like, you know, maybe this is something to experiment with. Right. I just gave up cigarettes. So I'm bored now, and I need new things to do, you know?
Exactly.
So that sounds good.
I think the major goal is to get people to try new things at home.
Right.
Because you always talk to people. They get in the rut. I don't know what to cook anymore. I'm tired of cooking the same thing.
Right.
So here's a chance to really expand your kitchen, expand the chef inside of you,
right,
and create something different for friends and family.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. and made by someone like you who knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just any cookbook or anything.
They can use the rubs in between.
Yeah, exactly.
Tie it all together.
Yeah. So it's the website. You're going to have an app soon, and then you have this ebook, right?
Yes.
Spice it up, rub it down. Where can people get that?
They can find it on my website also.
On your website?
I have a shop page where you can purchase the rubs.
Cool. Sell the rubs too and everything?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So this is stuff that you make?
Yeah, this is all what I make.
Oh, okay. So it's not just the book, but you got... actual products and stuff. Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's a business.
No, it is, you know. I mean, but you've definitely expanded, you know. I mean, this is cool.
You expanded, growing every day.
We have
a line of t-shirts, whether it's cooking t-shirts, whether it's motivation
t-shirts. Yeah, yeah. That's cool, so, man. And so people, if they want to have an event and bring you on and stuff, they just contact you through your website.
Yes.
And you also have, I see, social media and stuff,
right? Social media. We have.
So you guys can just maybe look up your name on Google and find all the social media rather than give them all the different names, right?
Yeah, I mean, my Instagram.
Right.
Which is popular, at NolaChef212.
Okay.
Or if they want to see videos on how to cook things, I have a YouTube channel, Chef Ryan Rondino. So
okay,
they
so
can
and there's
that.
Pictures of all your creations.
It's all videos.
Oh, it's videos.
Videos, yeah.
On Instagram too.
Some videos on Instagram, but a lot of pictures of things that, you know, right, cooked over time.
Right. So I can see a picture and say, hey, I can find this in the book or something, or not all of them, right?
No, oh, definitely not all of them. Not all of them. Definitely not.
All right. But if I see something, okay, so for example, what are some of the dishes you have in the book? You're talking about spices and rubs.
We're
and
talking
things
about
like
spices.
That.
Talking about simple things. Right. Cooking at home.
So it's pretty simple to make those things.
Simple roasted chicken.
Really.
Doing like a clam chowders, barbecue ribs, baked beans, different things like that. A lot of vegetable dishes. So something that's easy, easy and comfortable for people to do at home.
Right.
Being intimidated.
Right, yeah. I mean, so, that's exactly how it would feel. It's like, where do I even start?
Exactly,
you know, but
right.
Yeah, but it's cool. So let me bring up your website real quick because I want to check it out. You guys can also follow us on, well, you can find them on Instagram, of course, but you can go to RondinoCulinaryDesigns.com.
Yes.
And, wow, I can see a lot of pictures here of... very nice stuff, man. What about desserts? You good with desserts too?
I love desserts too.
Right.
Yes.
So what are some of your favorites? So what do you make desserts out of? Like ice cream, cake?
Cakes, ice cream, pies.
Yeah.
Beignets, dumplings.
Wow.
I mean, whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the most part, I love making ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, just something different. You know.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. When they hire you for an event, do you create a menu and let them see it first? Or they, like, make whatever you want and we'll eat it? They need to have some kind of control about it, right?
I present it to them first.
You present it to them.
This is what we're doing for the night.
Right.
So there are no surprises.
Right.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
We want to make sure that, right, yeah, that we know what we're going to be eating. You
exactly.
Know? Yeah.
You know, so Esther... we present that to them. So we may go back and forth. They may want this. They may want to change that. So once we reach a common agreement,
right,
then we move forward.
Then you move forward, then yeah, you make that stuff. Okay, so I see you have a new shop on the website here.
Yes.
And let's see. So we have we have the spice collection.
Yes.
We have recipes. We have T-shirts.
Yes.
Sounds good, man. And here I see you making all kinds of stuff with sausages. And
yeah,
wow, I could eat sausages all day, man. I'm telling you.
And we also have meal prep also. So, you know, that's a...
Oh, meal prep? Yeah,
out. You don't have time to cook.
Right.
If you're in the fitness or even if you're a working professional.
Right.
We can accommodate that also.
Yeah, cool. And free shipping over $50 in the U.S.
Yes.
So you guys can... so you have citrus herb rub.
Yes.
Ancho chili.
Good barbecue rub.
Yeah, barbecue rub.
Yes.
Nola Creole spice rub.
Yes.
Wow.
It's how much to New Orleans.
Yeah, right? So you got a lot of your flavor into this.
Yes.
So this is stuff you put on like meat and seafood and things
meat,
like that,
seafood,
right?
Chicken, lamb.
And does it say like how much you need to put on and everything, or is that like per... That's per dish,
it's,
right?
It's I mean, per it changes. Dish. It's up to the person. You know, some right. people... like things lightly seasoned. Some people like
right.
things heavily seasoned.
Right.
So
right.
it depends. It's a personal preference.
Right. And what about steak? Do you make good steak?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Steak's a mandatory.
Right.
You know.
Now, let me ask you, as far as steaks, is it true? I mean, in my experience, ribeye is the most flavorful steak. Is that true? Or can you make something good out of a T-bone or a New York steak, too?
I mean, you can make... great things out of T-bones in New York,
right.
but the ribeye has the fat that just
right.
sinking through the whole steak itself, so
right.
allowing it to be the most flavorful.
Right.
You know, so
yeah, that's why I only make those, you know, I mean, because
yeah.
I only throw it on the barbecue. I don't do anything to it, you know. I like it plain, but I want to try it with rubs. I'll try some of your rubs on
oh,
there, you know.
Oh, thank you. You have to.
Yeah.
I think it's a, it's I guess it's a question or conversation, seared versus grilled.
I see.
Some people like grilled. So I prefer seared because
uh-huh.
you lock it in more flavor.
Oh, really?
Into the steak.
I see. Okay. How do you sear it exactly? As opposed to, I mean, barbecue, you just throw it on the grill, right?
Right. Season, throw it on the grill.
Uh-huh.
Searing, I like prefer to use a cast iron pan.
Okay.
Olive oil, whatever seasoning you're going to use. Sear it on both sides for a couple, by at least 3 or 4 minutes on both sides.
I see.
Get a nice, flavorful, cakey, but still tender on the inside.
Really?
So
yeah, you see, I never tried cooking it that way, so maybe I'll try that and see what it's like, you know?
You'll definitely notice the difference.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Because I only, well, I mean, I love the taste of barbecue grill.
Yeah.
But I want to taste different things too, you know? So I want to try, so I'll try seared steak maybe.
Oh, yeah. I love barbecuing. I love, you know, the taste of smokiness, you know, the wood chips just hitting the steak.
Right.
But sometimes you just want a good seared steak.
Right.
Done right, done well.
Right. So you make that in a pan, right?
Yeah, in a pan.
I see.
So.
Huh. Interesting, because some people make terrible steaks, you know. I mean, they just throw it on the pan, and it comes out like, eh, I don't know.
Because they're in a rush.
Right.
You know, you're not putting your heart into it.
Oh, so really?
That's the way it comes out.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
You see, you got to learn, folks, because not, you don't just throw food on the in the pan or in the pot.
Like,
and it
set it and forget it.
Right, exactly, you know. Wow. So, yeah, so you have the spice collection, and let me see. So we have a lot of things here on the website that I really like. You have videos too, right?
Yes.
Videos and everything. So, wow, I'm looking at all the food here. Yeah, amazing, amazing. Well, we have a few minutes left, and then we'll reheat this.
Yes.
And I'm going to finish the whole thing because it's really, really good.
Very good.
But I need my food really piping hot, you know?
All the
because
time.
So is that the way really to eat? Because people laugh at me sometimes. They're like, why do you have to burn your mouth? And I said, well, that's the way my mom always cooked. You
right,
know?
You
so
want
that's
it piping hot.
Right. You know, same with, you know, because like people will eat like cold pizza. It's like, how can you? You know, I mean, it's got to be like melting and, you know, piping and, you know what I'm saying?
I've eaten cold pizza in my day.
Really?
Because I'm just hungry. It's like,
yeah, if you're hungry, yeah. But if you want the good food.
But you want the good food.
You got to make it hot, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hot food hot, cold food cold. That's
right.
Just the standard.
Yeah. Some soup. Do you make good soup and things like that?
Good soup.
Yeah.
Whatever's in seasoning. You know, now you're getting a lot of fall season, a lot of squashes, things like that, parsnips, root vegetables.
Yeah.
So those are always great. Pairing that with like a butternut squash with lobster or crab.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now, is it important to, some people prefer like organic and stuff. Is that, is there a difference really? I mean, between organic and just the stuff we can go to Ralph's and buy?
I would think for some things.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say everything.
Right.
I think berries, things like that, organic, definitely.
Yeah, there's a difference?
There's a difference. Okay. You're able to taste the difference.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
You know, but things like citrus, I don't really taste the difference.
Just, yeah, right.
You know, it's the same to me.
I know, just pay double, you know.
Right.
Well, very cool. So, so we let's promote the website again. It's Rondino Culinary Design. Spell Rondino for people so they can.
R-O-N-D-E-N-O.
Okay. And culinarydesigns.com. If you just look up his name, I'm sure you're going to find it too. Ryan Rondino. Cook, create, innovate. That's what the t-shirt says.
Yes, it does.
You can get those and be associated with all this good stuff. And you can be assured you get good food because if the wealthy, famous people can enjoy your food, then I'm sure we can too.
Oh, of course.
Us minions down here, you know?
And you're only as good as your last meal.
Right,
so
exactly,
everything has to
right?
be your best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. You're a lot of fun and full of information, and you got me hungry again, and we're going to finish
we're gonna
this.
We're going to eat
because,
this again.
Yeah, because I don't eat this stuff. I mean, I don't get to eat stuff like this every day because, I mean, obviously everybody likes their mom's cooking and everything because
right.
we grew up with that, and I love my mom's cooking, and this is similar, you know, a lot of rice and meat and sauces and things like that.
Exactly.
And but she hasn't been cooking lately because of her health and everything, so I'm like so joy to eat this stuff, you
awesome.
Know.
Nice.
So thank you for bringing it in.
Oh,
I mean,
thank you.
I can tell you put your heart into it and stuff. It's not just something you whipped up quickly, you know.
Oh, no sir.
Yeah. So, Ryan, thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay, all the best to you, and I wish you continued success. You know, I mean, you definitely deserve it. You're a pro at what you do, and I'm impressed.
You thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. Everybody check him out, of course, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning.